Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Weekly Highlight Podcast. It's officially August, which means most of you have traded in the bathing suits and towels for whistles and clipboards as your preseason camps have started to begin. We could not be any more excited for the football season here at Coach and Coordinator. On the podcast this week, we continued our very own training camp series, starting on Monday with Craig Stutzman, the passing game coordinator as well as QB coach at Hawaii. Coach Stutzman spoke to us about how different offenses he's been a part of have helped shape his famous spread and shoot offense.
Correct. And you know, it's funny because not only did it really open my mind to, say, different types of systems or plays, but like you said, how to attack, you know, a specific person or coverage or blitz, you know, in a way that we never saw before, and just exclusively 10 personnel, you know. And then so now being able to see how different people do things, and then also you see coverages and variations of coverages in different parts of the country, you know. Mm-hmm. and it's now with the internet, and now with I think the network has gotten a little bit tighter and people are a little bit more open to sharing ideas, now you see a lot of these coverages or defense or some things that I may have seen in the conference USA, now it's getting out west, or you know, it's just all over the place. So being able to think of how to defeat certain things. The other thing too, now what it has allowed is for, say, when I talk to another coach who coaches in the NFL or coaches at another school that doesn't run the run and shoot, that's just different because I don't think there's too many people in the country that run the run and shoot anymore. You know, when they talk about their offense, I'm able to understand it and really pick out maybe a concept or the detail of a play and kind of tweak it. And we're able to now run that in the run and shoot. And how does it match what we do to take advantage of maybe a certain type of defense we're going to face this coming season? So I guess being able to go different places, you really get to decode a lot of different type of football and how you can pull from those resources and now integrate into what we do here.
Moving on to day two this week, we caught up with NIU offensive coordinator Eric Eidsness, who spoke to us about how he installs his base offense.
Yeah, you know, we have done a lot of research on the three-day install and three-day, four-day, you know, different types of things. We run a lot of different personnel groupings. So we run 21 personnel, 12 personnel, 20, 11. The only thing we don't do a lot of is 10 personnel, and we do huddle. And so we're a little bit different than some of the offenses that really go with the three-day installs because of the amount of personnel. And so we'll really try to condense it down where in the three-day install, you'll kind of go through and then, you know, you have your cleanup day or repeat and then go back through it. You know, what we'll do is we'll take our base run game, our inside zone power, outside zone counter, and within those, you know, base, we'll build, you know, a three-day emphasis as far as what we're doing within there. But then we have a lot of variations of how we'll run inside zone, how we'll run outside zone, and then how we'll run power. So instead of, you know, putting all those in, what we'll do is we'll get the base ways that we put it in really within those, you know, first 3 days. And then as we go back through, we're working a lot of the variations of how we do it. So the first thing we're going to do is run it, you know, our base ways. But then, you know, there are a lot of different ways, whether you're running, you know, traditional inside zone with an insert, inside zone with a swiping action, you know, different things like that. And so really feel like trying to segment those in once you get the base way of running it in, and you just supplement it.
On Wednesday this week, we moved into the trenches with Tommy Zagorski, the offensive coordinator and offensive line coach at the University of Akron. Coach Zagorski spoke to host Keith Grabowski about the message he relays to his players on the very first day of camp.
You know, I think the battle cry for our entire program is, you know, we talk about our way. And the way that we proceed is a little different than everybody else. You know, we're going to expect our guys to learn a true offensive system. And, you know, from the way that our plays are, you know, a certain amount of words or whatever it may be, it tells you exactly where you need to be aligned. It tells you exactly what you need to be doing and at what time. And I think that's important, is just those building blocks of understanding, you know, really the offense itself. And I think when our guys come into the program, you know, sometimes they open up our playbook for the first time and they, you know, they see a dice right open and they're like, well, wait a second, what is it? It's too much. You know, you start going through the different, you know, verbiage that comes that coincides with it. And they go through it at first. They're like, okay. And then we add more and we add more and we add more. And realistically, we tell our guys at the beginning of camp, it's going to be mentally, you know, exhausting. It's going to be physically exhausting. And it's really going to challenge you every single day. And if we don't do that, we're not maximizing the time we have here at camp with our guys. And I think that's why you spend so much time as a staff making sure that everything is in a line when we go through our installs, to make sure that it makes sense, to make sure there's a progression to it, to kind of help our, you know, positions, you know, every position across the board, not just, you know, the quarterback, not just the offensive line, not just the running. I think sometimes when you get into that, you know, you look at it through a scope where it's just, it's a quarterback scope, where it's a running back scope, or whatever scope it may be, you know, sometimes it changes it a little bit. But for us, we try to put it together where it's everybody understanding what their point and purpose is in this offense and kind of pushing in that direction.
On Thursday, we had a very unique podcast featuring not one, not two, but three different guests. We were joined by the Director of Applied Sports Science at Georgia Tech, Ryan Horton, as well as the Sports Director of Emerging Markets at Catapult, DJ Callender, and of course, two-time state champion head coach for Manatee High School in Florida, Yusuf Shakur. The trio spoke about how to monitor camp practices to make sure players are staying fresh and safe for the upcoming season.
I think you bring up a great point as to looking at camp, and camp has always been a you know, tough, you know, 3 weeks. But a lot of us are old enough to where back when we played, you know, and we had the 2-a-days, and then you had the third walkthrough late in the evening. And so when you look at it relative to what we remember, we look at camp now, and it's like, well, you know, well, now it's easy because it's one practice and it's meetings. It's nothing like what it used to be. But I think when, you know, when we brought Catapult in and we were able to put actual numbers and be able to compare to, okay, well, here's what a game looks like. You know, here's what a normal in-season Tuesday practice looks like. Well, here's what our first week of camp looks like. And you can kind of do that comparison to see exactly how, you know, how tough, you know, that stretch of camp is, to then be able to go in and be able to make, you know, the adjustments that we wanted to make. Because at the end of the day, the best ability is availability. And if we can get guys through camp and get guys through camp healthy and go into week one of the season as healthy as possible, that puts us in the best position to be successful. And so I think, you know, like I said, to have those numbers to attach to a practice of player load and be able to compare to a game, to a different practice, to be able to do that tangibly, I think it's been a game changer.
And finally, on Friday, Coach Grabowski caught up with coaching veteran Ty Nix, who is currently the outside linebackers coach at Ole Miss. Nix gave us an insight into the message he gives his linebacker room on their first day of camp.
Well, you know, the first thing I want to overemphasize and I want to get my point across is that I'm there for them, that I care for them, that I want them to be the very best in every aspect of their life, from academically, from socially, from athletically. I am there to help them achieve all their goals and dreams. You know, I'm not one of those coaches who are afraid to tell their players that they love them. You know, I share that with them as well. And that I'm going to be very demanding, that I'm going to be very tough, that I'm going to try to get the best out of them on every day. And it's never personal. It's only about making them and helping them become the best that they can be in all areas. And, you know, once we get that first line of establishment of that I care for them first, that I want them to succeed, then we get into the philosophy of the program, the philosophy from the head coach, the philosophy of the defense, and the things of that nature. But I think sometimes these things are taken for granted, and they're out of, you know, not in particular the correct order. But it always starts with me with the heart. It starts with me with the family. It starts with me with the love and the communication that we have to be on the same page in everything that we do. And my goal for them is to be the best.
Thanks for listening to the Coach and Coordinator podcast this week. We hope the training camp series has provided you with some valuable information as you head into your own camps. If you're a fan of the show, please make sure to follow us on our Twitter account for coaches, at FBDevCoach. Read our show notes, analysis, and coaching articles at blogs.usafootball.com. And check out our systems for blocking, tackling, and defeating blocks at footballdevelopment.com. Finally, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, Google Play, and Spotify, as well as give us a 5-star review on iTunes. As always, be sure to tune back in next week for more one-of-a-kind content.